Thank you for contacting Provider Services. If this is a medical emergency, please hang up and dial 911. I'm Carrie, your virtual assistant.
Yeah, that's the one we just had.
If you are a member, say... Sorry, I did not understand your response. If you are a member, say member. If you are a provider or calling on behalf of a provider, say provider.
Member.
All right. How many?
Want to transfer the services.
All right. To help you further, please say or enter your ID number. This information is on your plan ID card. Say or... That's 201901845. Did I get that right?
Yes.
Sorry, I'm unable to identify your ID number. Please say or enter your ID number. Say or enter numbers only. That's 201901845. Did I get that right?
Yes.
Sorry, I'm unable to identify your information. Let's transfer you to a representative for assistance. Thank you for your patience.
Medical assistance renewals have started. Have questions? Our member services team would be happy to assist you. Just ask them about medical assistance renewals.
All calls are recorded and may be monitored for quality assurance and training purposes. If you do not wish to have your call used for these purposes, please inform your representative. Thank you.
Did you know that Keystone First is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to service you? Please hold for the next available representative.
At least once a year. During the visit, have your blood pressure and blood sugar checked. Did you know that all children need to be checked for lead poison? Lead is not only found in old homes, but in toys and in the dirt around houses. Talk to your child's doctor about testing for lead in their blood before age 2. Do you think you're pregnant? Call your doctor as soon as possible. Getting care early in your pregnancy is the best way to have a healthy baby.
We apologize for the delay. Please continue to hold. Your call is important to us.
Did you know that Keystone First is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to service you? Please hold for the next available representative.
Checkup appointments for all your children.
Good afternoon, and thank you for calling Member Services. My name is Michaela. Can I ask your first and last name, please?
Hi, my name is Sheila Landau, calling from Family First Home Care. I have the patient Dennis Orth on the line.
Okay.
So he's looking to switch over, transfer his services to our company. So I'm trying to reach the service coordinator.
All right. I can definitely get you connected with the right department. Please hold.
Thank you.
Call today to make dental appointments for everyone in your family.
All calls are recorded and may be monitored for quality assurance and training purposes. If you do not wish to have your call used for these purposes, please inform your representative. Thank you.
Thank you for calling Provider Services. My name is Penny. May I please have your first name and last initial?
Hi, my name is Shane Delenda. I'm calling from Family First Home Care. I have the patient Dennis Orth on the line.
And can you spell your first name, please?
My name is S-H-A-I-N-D-E-L.
And your last initial?
L.
And your telephone number and extension?
267-551-7427. This is the direct line.
Okay. And may I please have your NPI number?
Sure. The NPI is 189-125-2755.
And that's 189-125-2755?
Correct.
All right. And do you have your provider ID? Because that's not coming up as one of our participants.
Yes. 307-82894.
The name of the facility?
Family First Home Care.
And the last four of the tax ID number?
The tax ID?
The last four, if you have it.
Is it the TIN? Is it the same?
Oh, it is.
Okay, 3555.
Okay. And the member's ID number?
The member's ID is 201-901-845.
Member's name and date of birth?
Dennis Orth, 2-7-1970.
And are you aware of any other health insurance for this member?
No.
And how may I assist you?
So I have him on the line. He's looking to transfer his services to our company. So we need the service coordinator to send the authorization. It doesn't show who the service coordinator is.
He's not sure?
I checked on the... on the website, on the provider, on the portal, and it doesn't show who the current service coordinator.
All right, let me see if I can get that for you.
Thank you.
One second, it's just loading here.
Sure.
All right, I have the service provider's name is Nicole Wolfgang.
Nicole, and what's the number?
And the telephone number
Nicole
is
not in the ward.
570-990-8239.
And can you transfer us to Nicole?
I don't have a way to transfer. That is her direct. She's not within our office. She's with the that department.
So Nicole is the service coordinator. Again, the number is 570-990-8239.
Yes, that's who we have listed as the service coordinator. That's
what's on our problem. So we'll reach out to her.
Or
can you send her a request for the authorization to be sent to us?
I don't have a way, but I can get you over to the office department. Let me see. One second.
I'm then I'll reach out to her number directly.
Okay. So if you don't have any success with that, give us a call back. I can get you over to the coordination department.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling